The Coburg Police Services Board says very serious allegations against the police service made anonymously cannot be thoroughly investigated, as there is no complainant to verify the veracity of the allegations. On November 1st, local online news publication Today's Northumberland reported that it received a letter from a person claiming to be on the management team of Coburg Police. The unsigned letter apparently detailed unethical practices, racism, sexism, illegal activities, and cronyism. The allegations have not been independently verified. This letter set off a series of internal reviews by the police board and the service, which included sending the letter to the Inspectorate General of Policing. But without a name standing behind the allegations, no investigation could be conducted. Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff was asked on December 17th to provide a report to the board on the contents of the letter and how the board could assess that information. The report was received Wednesday and presented to the public later that evening. The report was reviewed earlier in the day in a closed session of the police board, with Vandegraaff saying no further information would be shared during the public meeting. Police Board Chair Adam Bureau, who called Wednesday's public meeting, which lasted 10 minutes, says anonymous allegations present a serious challenge to investigate.
The experience has highlighted a critical challenge. While anonymous complaints can sometimes bring forward legitimate concerns, they also limit our ability to conduct a fair, thorough, and conclusive investigations. Without identifiable sources, it becomes nearly impossible to substantiate claims, gather necessary evidence, and ensure due process for all parties involved.
Bureau stressed that the board did everything it could to investigate the seriousness of the allegations. He says going forward, the board will no longer accept or act upon anonymous accusations.
As a result, and in the interest of maintaining the highest standards of accountability and fairness, the board has adopted a clear policy moving forward. We will no longer accept or act upon anonymous complaints. This decision is not made lightly. It reflects our unwavering commitment to transparency, to the integrity of our process, and ensuring that every concern brought before us can be addressed properly, thoroughly, and justly. We believe that transparency begins with an open dialogue. It requires accountability from all involved, including those who raise concerns. When individuals are willing to come forward and stand behind their allegations, we are better equipped to take meaningful action, safeguard fairness, and protect the rights of everyone involved.
While Bureau touted the need for openness and transparency, the board did not make the final report public. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.